Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Misfits way of life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20, but looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story. Talk about it. Gotcha!
Feeling paranoid to an enemy of phosphorin. Anxiety's affecting me. My air is getting.
Me again. You can subdue but never tame me. It gives me a migraine headache, sinking down to your level. Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault and stay an inch or two at a kicking distance. Mankind has got to know his limitations.
And cross the board like the walls. We'll be right back.
stains on my...
It's nice talking to myself. A credit to dementia. Someday you too will know my pain and smile its black tooth grin. If the war inside my head won't take a day off, I'll be dead. My icy fingers claw your back. Here I come again.
A brand new episode of Talking Metal to start us off here in 2020. This is kind of a big year for us. It's the 15th year of Talking Metal. I mean, we started in like August, I think, of 2005. So it will be, we will be going into our 15th year this year, 2020. So yeah, there you go. Wow, 15 years of this nonsense. Thanks for listening, guys. I know there's a few of you guys, I think, who've been with me the whole 15 years. Probably not many. I mean, there's I remember all the regulars back in the day, and I haven't heard from most of them in years. But we have a great crew here now, especially the people on Patreon. I want to thank each and every one of you. We've had some new members. Tommy, welcome to the club here on Patreon, the Talking Metal Club. Well, we're not here on Patreon, but I do an extra podcast each week that only the 30-something people on Patreon get to hear. It is posted every Friday consistently, and it's kind of a little bit different vibe than what I do on Talking Metal. We don't do interviews. It's just discussion-based, usually myself and Victor Ruiz. Just kind of just, you know, no agenda, no holds barred type of thing. It's fun. So check that out for you people on Patreon. And if you don't join me on Patreon, is for as little as $2 a month, you get that bonus podcast every Friday, which, you know, what, 4 Fridays a month, it breaks down to like 50 cents an episode. So yeah, join me on Patreon. If you do up the monthly pledge on Patreon to $5 a month, you also get a Talking Metal t-shirt mailed out to you. So yeah, man, I don't know, 2020 off to a bizarre start for me. That song we just heard was some classic Megadeth there, going out to my dear friend, one of my super good friends, Dan Fisher. Rest in peace, brother. Devastating news, 47 years old, my dear friend Dan Fisher, who's been on the show before. He's been on Talking Metal. He's was at Megadeth with me a couple years ago. We saw them with Amon Amarth and Metal Church. I feel like there was somebody else on the bill that night too. Emily was there, my good friend John Simpson, and Dan Fisher. I'm going to miss him so much. Going to his funeral tomorrow night is his poor son Jason, who really lost his mother to mental illness many years ago, is now without his father too. So it's truly tragic, and I'm sincerely just shook to my core over the loss of this friend of mine. And yeah, what a way to start off 2020, huh, guys? It can only get better from here, I hope. All right, so I'm drinking some iced tea. And of course, that song that started off, like I said, was Megadeth, going out to Dan Fisher. Rest in peace, my brother, Sweating Bullets. Yeah, just tragic. But anyways, let's move on. Let's move on. Friend of John Astronomy's too, by the way, for you old school listeners who know who John Astronomy is, the guy I co-founded Talking Metal with, who occasionally comes on the show still to this day to pretend like he's still a part of the Talking Metal world, which he is. He's the guy who I founded this with, and I love John like a brother, so he's always welcome. And he just reached out. He was on tour with his band, opening for Ace Frehley. He wants to come back on the podcast, so we'll be hearing from him soon here. So this is Watching You by Kiss off of Kiss Alive, and this is going out to Gregory, one of our patrons on Patreon. Kiss Alive, an album that changed my life. I tell you, I couldn't get my parents to buy me that record, so I somehow convinced my grandma Striegel that it was the right thing to do for an 8-year-old, maybe seven, 8-year-old, was to buy me Kiss Alive, and she did it. And thank you, Grandma Striegel. You are missed, great lady, my Grandma Striegel, Dorothy Striegel. Anyways, let's move on. I know Metal Dan, you want me to interview some people. I replied to you on Patreon. Let's talk about that, because both of those asks were difficult, I think. So let's continue the conversation on that, because I do want to interview somebody for you. I know Patrick wants me to interview Brian from Diamond Head. I'm going to revisit that. Patrick, they had kind of told me check in with him in the new year, so here we are. And right now I'm going to play Demiurge Borgir. Am I saying that right? Demiurge Borgir. That's how I say it. This is for Tommy. He's over there in Scandinavia. I think Norway, is it, Tommy? Thank you for hooking up with me on Patreon. And this goes out to you, one of our new patrons on Patreon, Tommy, requesting a little Demiurge Borgir here on Talking Metal. have to play Home by the God Machine for Martin McCary. Thank you for the PayPal donation, Martin. I love you, and you're always supportive of what I do. I don't think you're with us on Patreon, but you're always good with giving me the PayPal donations, which you guys can do too on the site. PayPal is linked on talkingmetal.com and talkingrock.net. Do you guys visit talkingrock.net? Because, you know, I update it with updates. Victor, I pay Victor Ruiz a little weekly salary or allowance to do some posts there. And I don't know. I feel like no one visits it. I'm kind of wondering if I should scrap the website and just go do what a lot of people do, like Mitchell Fon and them. It's just social media, you know, social media. That's it. And the podcast, the RSS feed. I don't really know that I have a use for the website. I mean, it's nice to have something like centrally kind of out there where people can go to get everything, but they don't. That's the thing. So I don't know. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. Do we need a website anymore? Do we need talkingrock.net? Do we need talkingmetal.com, which is essentially the same thing? Do you go to it? I don't think you do. Why don't you go to it? Is the content boring? Would you like to get more content? I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if it's a waste of time and I should just focus on the Patreon page, my YouTube page, more social media, which I'm not great at. I'm good at Facebook, but I'm not good at like Twitter, and I'm good at Instagram, I think. I have a family account and a Talking Metal account, so follow me on Instagram. Anyways, this is going out to Martin. Thank you, Martin. This is Home by the God Machine. We'll be right back. Guys, White Wizard is back. That's right. I thought they were through, but they are not. They are back. John has got them firing on all cylinders, as usual. I mean, with all the drama that goes on with the band, the one thing I love about White Wizard is the music is always great. And this new track is no exception. So let's check it out now on Talking Metal.
She's a mean queen, classic movie scene. Leather and lace with electric greens. Wonder Woman of my dreams. Sticky sweet, peaches and cream. Let's fly to the moon. Salvation's coming soon. Radio player, deep in desire. Lipstick flow, all killing all.
Wizard, brand new White Wizard here on Talking Metal, and I believe the name of that is Radio Flyer. I think that's what John is calling that. Great stuff as usual, John. Thank you for sharing with our Talking Metal listeners here, and yeah. All right, dudes, that's going to do it for today. I guess I'll play one more to take us out. Let's see. This is Celador. Leaving All Behind. Remember these guys? These guys were good. I like them. Celador, here on Talking Metal. We'll talk to you next time. Happy 2020, guys. All the best for this year.